They can make school lunches healthier, but will kids like them? Hello, I'm Julie Harker, and this is Healthy Living on Brownfield. The USDA has new requirements for public school meals. Lena Fulham, Nutrition Service Director at Columbia, Missouri Public Schools, says they're returning to more made-from-scratch cooking and away from processed foods.
That is a challenge in the respect that, you know, students are used to maybe a chicken nugget that we had for years and years and years. We have a new chicken nugget that is actually a whole muscle chicken nugget, so really it's all chicken. It's all white chicken. And we're doing whole grain lo mein, shepherd's pie we'll be trying out. We serve tacos, which went over really well. And what's nice about tacos, which people may not realize, is that the shell itself is considered a whole grain. So that was nice to have a kid-friendly food that actually meets our standards.
Staff members are letting kids sample new foods, like on Taste It Tuesdays.
So giving them a heads up about, hey, you know, this is coming up. You might want to think about considering this option. Because it takes a while for students to be exposed to something. Exposure is important. Just because they don't eat it the first time doesn't mean they won't down the line. Students are interested in getting used to something. So you can't be deterred if your child or a student isn't taking it immediately. Multiple exposures is how children operate, and we're willing to do that.
She says there's been some grumbling about the changes.
Definitely grumbling from the secondary level in the respect that we aren't doing many potato chips anymore.
I'm Julie Harker.